really looking at how the higher flows, and particularly the peak release that was done out of McPhee Reservoir, changes the river channel and provides better habitat for fish.
Okay, so after you set up cameras before the water came, what did that look like when the water was there?
We have yet to see. We were out during the peak release doing monitoring at all five of our sites, and we will be back again once the peak release has ended to look at the after effects. And that's really when we'll know more about the effects of the peak release.
Okay, so those are still out. They're still watching.
They will still be out until June or July, depending on the end of the release.
Okay, okay. So there's cameras out there on the river, and they're looking at the way the water is affecting the channel flow.
Well, it's not just the cameras. It's also the measurement that we did on the channel itself. Okay. And the other thing that we did, which was both around the river channel and the riparian vegetation, and particularly cottonwoods, is we took aerial footage from drones. And that, again, was done prior to the release, and it will be done again after the release to tell us more about the differences between the river and the riparian vegetation.
Okay. What challenges did you encounter as you were doing this?
Well, ironically, the biggest challenge we faced at the beginning was too much water in the river. We were hoping to get out there before there was a lot of water because it's hard to measure the river channel when there's a lot of water in it. And a lot of the low snow melted off, and we were dealing with 7 or 8 times the amount of water we had hoped to see in the river.
So what did that look like? Describe that.
It was about 700 cubic feet per second, which is not a lot of water in the river compared to what we've seen during the release, but it is quite a bit of water when you're trying to measure the river channel.
Okay, so describe that for somebody who's never seen 700 cubic feet per second.
Instead of looking like a small sort of shallow river, there's actually water in the river. And because we were actually trying to get out into the river and measure it, we had to come up with some creative mechanisms, such as leashing my kayak to an alpaca raft so we could get depth measurements where we were in pools that were 8 or 9 feet deep.
So you were in a kayak strapped to an alpaca raft?
Correct.
Okay. And how did that go?
It was good. We didn't have any swimmers, so I think it went pretty well.
Okay, so that's a good thing if you're not swimming when
yes,
this is going on.
Yes, if you're
on.
Staying okay. in the boat and not swimming when you're doing field work, that's usually a success.
Okay. So why was this high flow in general important to your research?
The high flows on the Dolores this year were really important to the downstream ecology in general. Through a multi-year scientific collaborative planning process, we've learned that these higher flows are really important for maintaining the shape of the river, maintaining habitat for fish, and maintaining a nutrient exchange between the floodplain and the river. It's really unusual and quite rare for us to have enough water in McPhee Reservoir and in the basin to do releases as high as we did this year. We had 8 days of 2,000 CFS, and we had a 3-day peak release of 4,000 CFS. And it's just really rare and exciting for us to have enough water to test out those sorts of flows. And so this year is a really exciting opportunity to learn more about what flows in those ranges can do for habitat in the river. And that's why it's exciting and important for our monitoring.
When are you going to know the results? Is this where does this data go from here?
That's a great question. We are going to be out in the field collecting data, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife will be out doing fish surveys until sometime late summer or fall. Then we'll be able to bring the data that we have in and do some review. We'd like to get some of that out to the Dolores River Native Fish Monitoring and Recommendation Team this winter, but some of the data will take a little longer to process. I think it's also worth noting that when we're looking at the ecological effects of a release like this, it may take multiple years to monitor. And a good example is we're looking at cottonwood seed dispersal and sprouting, and it really takes a few years for those to get established for us to really understand the benefits of the release.
Mm-hmm. Now, just pulling back here, why is it important to know about the ecology of the Dolores River?
We've been working collaboratively within the Dolores River Dialogue for more than a decade to protect the downstream ecology and particularly sensitive warm water native fish species. And it's in everybody's interest to keep the ecology and those species healthy enough to allow for the water use to continue in the basin. And so as we're learning more about this, we can really try to manage the available water supplies to do the best that we can within what we have available.
Celine Hawkins is Western Colorado Water Project Director for the Nature Conservancy. Celine, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.